Allison. Powered by You by Emar, Dubai's most rewarding loyalty program. Join now on youbyemar.com.
All right, now before we talk about Scarlett Johansson and Tom Cruise, let's talk about, what are they calling him? Nick Yanka.
I don't like it.
No, Nick Yanka. This is Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra.
What can we call them?
Nick Yanka.
I don't like it. Anyway, so Nick Yanka is like officially official.
Nick Chopra.
Nick Chop.
Chop Nick.
I don't know.
Okay, so anyways, they're official.
They're official because there were so many rumors for all these weeks. They've been giving us hints on Instagram that yes, they are together. Nick's been in Mumbai with Priyanka for a while. Mm. And then they finally did the thing that couples do when they're official.
Mm-hmm.
Is they pose in front of the paparazzi hand in hand.
Ooh, holding hands.
That's
they did
a big
it.
Deal. So they did it at this big engagement party in Mumbai, holding hands. Now they're in Brazil because Nick is performing there and she's flown there with him as well.
They're just in love.
They
are in love.
Okay, now we're talking about love. Well, or I guess not in love.
Horse
Tom
love, yeah.
Cruise.
Yeah. Mm.
There are so many rumors surrounding Tom Cruise and his personal life and how he comes about these romances, right?
Yeah.
Now, there's this new thing that's come out from a former Scientologist named Brendan. He made this confession claiming that Scarlett Johansson auditioned to be with Tom Cruise after he split up with Nicole Kidman. Have a listen to this.
By name, the only one I recognized was Scarlett Johansson. And otherwise, it was...
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, that was right there in the report. Yeah.
Was there an audition for her?
That's what the report says, yeah.
Did she want the job?
That particular report didn't say that. It just simply said that it didn't go well.
Because Scarlett wasn't interested?
Correct.
Yeah, good on her.
Yeah. So
I didn't like... Was Scarlett up for the job? Like, it is a job if you've got to...
contract.
Marry and it is a contract, right?
Well, that's what they're saying. But Scarlett has come out with her own statement saying, "I refuse for anyone to spread the idea that I lack the integrity to choose my own relationships." But she didn't like outright deny that she auditioned. I don't know. I just find the whole
auditioning
thing very
to be Tom Cruise's next love. Hey, I'm sure there are many, many women in the world that will be like, "Hey,
I'll do it.
I'm down for it. I'm down for it. I'm cool."
Well, apparently Katie Holmes, that's why she had to keep her Jamie Foxx relationship quiet. Her contract said two years after.
You're not allowed to talk about it. Let me ask the women, the ladies of the UAE. If someone offered you to audition to be Tom Cruise's next relationship, would you? With everything that you know about Tom Cruise and the history, would you, in quotes, audition to be Tom Cruise's next partner in life? If you would, you could be a huge fan and you're like, "I would do it, Chris." Give me a call. 04-871-5544. It's our new number. 04-871-5544. Good luck. Would you, pretty?
No chance.
Okay. No, are you sure?
No.
Okay.
This is Tom.